here's a story from The World.
In Afghanistan, it's been a month now since the U.S. announced its final withdrawal of troops. In that time, attacks launched by the Taliban have only grown more frequent and brazen. Afghans have been living in a daily state of terror. On Saturday, a triple bombing at a girls' school in Kabul killed at least 60 people. Most were students between the ages of 11 and 15. Today, a roadside bomb blew up a bus in a southern province of the country. At least 11 people killed in that incident. Ali Dosti is a 24-year-old student at the American University of Afghanistan. His sisters were at a school in the neighborhood where the bomb exploded Saturday.
I saw mothers who were searching, who were looking for the address of the hospitals. They were walking. They didn't have any money to take a car to get to the hospital their children were brought in. So they were just walking, running, and looking for addresses, stopping people to ask for the names of the hospital. Where is this hospital? I was heading to home with a dear friend of mine who his sisters were not yet returned home. And we got so much worried and concerned. So what we did, we stopped by every single hospital nearby the place that attack happened. And every single hospital was full of people who were crying. We saw a lot of wounded young girl students were brought in.
That experience of going from hospital to hospital and seeing those families with their daughters looking for their children, it just sounds traumatizing. Has your friend been able to find his loved ones?
Yeah, when we were stopping by different hospitals at the end of the day, we received this call that his sisters are back home safely. They managed to escape the school, and we got so happy.
This high school, Ali, Sayed ul Shuhada, it's got instruction for boys, I understand, in the morning and for girls in the afternoon. Now, this attack happened at 4 p.m. as the girls were leaving and the streets were packed with people preparing for the end of the holy month of Ramadan. How significant is it that this attack appears to have targeted girls?
The school is located in a very impoverished area, and the families there, they hardly make a living, but they strive always to send their children to school. But the terrorist groups, they don't want girls to get educated. They see this as a threat to themselves. That's why they are being targeted over and over.
Do you think your sisters will go back to school after what they've been through?
My sisters will go back. That's our only weapon. We know that we have to rise again. We have to continue educating ourselves. We have to continue and strive for our education. We are sharing this message to the terrorist groups that you might be silencing us, but you cannot silence our hopes. You cannot silence our will towards education, because what is the means for our thriving and surviving? That's, of course, education.
How do you feel about the American military leaving in a few months' time?
Well, when American troops came to Afghanistan, they legitimized their intention to come to Afghanistan with this savior message to protect women of Afghanistan. But now that they are leaving, we see that they have failed to that mission to save the Afghan women. Now we see that all across Afghanistan, day in, day out, people are being killed. Women are being killed for no reason. And this is what exactly the U.S. is doing. They are leaving behind in this critical time. They are leaving us behind in this time of violence, in this time of horror.
Ali Dosti is a student at the American University of Afghanistan. His sisters were at a Kabul school in the neighborhood where a bomb exploded this weekend. Gratefully, his sisters are alive.
From PRX.